219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? This is JD of JD's Man Cave. We here tonight on 219 to talk with myself, JD, and the lovely
Queenie.
Yes, yes. We here on a Monday night in Houston, Texas, coming to y'all with a good show tonight. We got a few topics we want to talk about. You know, the world is getting crazy.
Oh, it's getting crazy.
And we're here to solve some of the problems or at least give our input on what we think the solution should be.
Should be, that's right.
Now, you take it for what it's worth and what they say, put it in your pocket and don't let nobody hock it. Amen.
One of the things I want to start with is something that I've been dealing with or talking about in on different platforms, which is real friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Facebook friends. I'm talking about real friends and what qualifies or classifies you as a real friend. And a lot of folks don't understand that they got some imitation friendships going on.
Well, back in the mid-80s, there was a group called Houdini, Jahlil, Master G. These guys had a song called Friends. And the lyrics were, how many of us have them?
Friends.
Before we go any further,
let's friends.
Exactly. So, you know, friends is a word we use every day. No, I'm just playing. it's just we so often, you know, that it's funny that you bring that up. But I have my nephews, they're in their 20s, you know, and I have one nephew in particular who everybody he's ever met is his friend. But he stays in trouble.
Stays in trouble.
I told him, you know, a long time ago, everybody you meet ain't your friend. And it may be somebody you know, but that ain't a friend.
Yeah. Or what we call an associate.
Associate, yeah.
But you ain't no friend. I think people are not taking out the time to really. Let me do a confession, right?
Right.
Before I understood that I have to be careful about friends, I was friending everybody. Yes. If they had a cool vibe, you know, I was excited. It would be my friend, you know? And a vibe and a personality is two different things. Let me just help somebody.
Let me explain.
And,
We're in a Facebook era.
Oh, my. An era it is.
Facebook era and error, like wrong and a time and the wrong thing at the same time. And what I mean by that is that we treat life like we do Facebook. Mm-hmm. Somebody send you a friend request, you just hit confirm. You know, we do that in our real life.
We just
somebody walk up to us and say, hey, and hold a conversation more than 10 minutes,
and
you confirm it.
That's what I was saying. That's how I was.
Right.
That's when I was younger and during some of this crazy adulthood. Mm. I was just friending people.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we hung out, girl, let me get your number, blah, blah, blah. We friends. You know what I'm saying?
I come from an era.
And don't even know that person. Don't even know who they are.
Right. I come from an era. My age group, we actually had to go outside and play with people for them to be our friends, you know, growing up as kids. nowadays kids have friends that they've never seen, never met. They over the internet, they on the PlayStation, you know, they on the Xboxes and all that, and they holler, that's my friend. You don't even know if they male or female, black or white, green or purple or yellow. But you holler, that's your friend. See, when we grew up, we went outside, we played with one another, we got to know each other, we ate at each other's dinner table, we fought each other, fought together, you know, and played football together and sports and whatever. You know, we actually knew that person. You had friendships where they had been tested before.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're going to remain friends or we're going to be enemies, whatever. Because I can tell you, every friend I had growing up as a kid, we fought each other at least once.
At least.
And then after that, we was cool. We were best of friends after that. But you had conflicts that tested your friendship. Nowadays, these friendships don't hold up because they can't stand no kind of conflict.
Yeah.
They can't stand no type of
disagreement. Oh, you ain't going to put me through nothing.
Yeah, you can't stand no disagreement. You can't stand nothing out of order in the friendship. Because they aren't truly friendships. They, like I said, these are associates or people that just people you know.
You know, on the radio this morning, I was headed to work.
Mm-hmm.
This on the topic on the radio show was, would you tell your friend if they man or they significant other was doing them dirty, you know?
Right.
Or whatever. You
right.
found they found a significant other doing something ratchet. Would you tell your friend? And one person was like, I wouldn't tell them nothing. Another person was like, I have to tell them because they my friend. Now, the test is how they treat me after I tell them.
Right.
That lets you know if they a real friend to you.
Exactly.
What you think about that?
Well, I can honestly say that I've had to do this before, and I must admit that when it happened, I was young. The person I told was young, and we didn't handle it very well. You know, they got mad with me and accused me of this and that, and I'm trying to get at them, and you know, but that was the immaturity of the friendship. But that friendship is still lasting to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it bounced back because it was real. And that you know, sometimes you react out of hurt, anger,
mm-hmm.
confusion. All that happens in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all comes down to it and as they say, cooler heads prevail and reality sets in and there's an understanding and then there's a true concept of what a friend is and the understanding comes to play, then, you know, things calm down and work themselves out. But, yes, if I had to do it again, I'd do the same thing. You know, because if you my friend, how can I stand by and watch you get hurt, know that you're getting hurt, and not do anything about it? Not
what?
At least one of you, hey, man, duck. Hey, man, watch out. You know what I'm saying? They got a gun or whatever. How can you, and then something happens and you still want to call yourself a friend and you knew about it?
You knew about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I'd rather tell you and let the chips fall. Exactly. So let me tell you something about.
Let me say something right quick before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Like you said, they going to get mad because you knew.
Right.
When everybody, because somebody that ain't their friend going to tell them.
Right.
And then you sitting over there. You sitting over there. The first thing they gonna say is, "Oh, he knew it too." Cause guess what? They say they ain't going down by themselves.
Yeah.
So look, a lot of people can't, like you were saying earlier, James. A lot of people can't handle the truth.
Right.
Some folks rather just be lied to. All the time, but I'm sorry, I can't be your friend then, because I'm going to tell you. Now, how you handle it is your business. If you turn on me, I can't deal with you.
Right. We weren't never really friends anyway.
In the first place.
But see, I have learned this in my old age and wisdom, as they say, that the truth is like surgery. It hurt. It's gonna hurt you for a while, but when it heals, it cures. It cures your ailment. But when you tell somebody a lie, it's like giving them a painkiller. It might numb it for a little while, and they might be able to get past that moment of pain right then, but it's eventually going to fester and hurt them for real. It'll turn into something else. So I think the best thing to do is always tell people the truth, period. And not only I tell the truth because I can't remember them lies I used to be able to tell. I used to be able to tell a bunch of lies to keep up with. I can't do it no more.
And the story behind
it. Yeah, my mind don't work like that, so I got to just tell the damn truth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, no, I think that the best thing to do is just go ahead and tell them, you know, hey, man, look here. You know, I know this is going to hurt you, but as your friend, I got, you know, you just got the way you present it, you know. I got to tell you because you my friend. So this is what's going on.
If your friend sleep with your wife, can y'all put their friendship back together?
Hell no.
Let me tell you something. Some people think relationships can make it through anything.
No, that's betrayal to the utmost.
And to hold on to a person that would do that to you,
right,
is just...
Let me tell you why.
Oh, my God.
Betrayal to the utmost. First of all, your friend
mm-hmm.
who slept with your wife
mm-hmm.
knows that that's your wife. And if he want to go sleep with somebody, he could have slept with anybody else in the world.
He could have slept with anybody in the world.
But he chose to sleep with your wife.
Your wife.
So that is the utmost betrayal of loyalty and friendship.
And then I feel like this.
Your wife
uh-huh.
knows that this is your friend.
Uh-huh.
And for her to sleep with him, if she wanted to cheat, she could have went anywhere else. So that's... disloyalty and betrayal to the utmost on her part. So when I have two people
uh-huh.
who have betrayed me and their loyalty has been done with to that degree,
mm-hmm.
I have nothing else for you.
Mm.
My best thing is to walk away before we all die. that type of betrayal right there will make you put the goldfish bowl on the stove. You're going to kill everything in the house. You got to put the goldfish on the stove so he'll die too. Blah. Everything got to go. Look, that's one of the ones where you throw a match and walk away. You know, those type of situations like that, you just got to leave all that alone if you want to stay free. That's all I can say.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah, so that's my take on that.
What if your friends sleep with your ex?
And I wish them luck.
You remember who was watching that movie, right?
Right.
In that movie where homeboy, his life was in the toilet.
Right.
He got a divorce from the woman, you know,
and then
told her he didn't love her,
yeah,
you know.
That he never loved her.
Then his friend.
No, it was his best friend.
His best friend.
Right.
Gets with her.
Yeah. Years though, it had been years past though.
Yeah.
The line. I'm talking about like decades.
But his attitude towards it at first.
Right.
Put him in check. Hey, you told her you never loved
him.
Yeah. We happy. Get over it.
Yeah. And the friend, to be honest with you, the friend was wrong, but he was right.
Yeah. He said, I'm fixing the mess you made.
Right. And then not only that, that's a tricky situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I would never mess with one of my best friends' exes. I just couldn't do it. I mean.
That's because you wouldn't open yourself up to do it.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't even put myself.
You have to actually get your mind.
Right.
You have to actually open your mind.
But if you remember in that situation we talking about, the guy did admit that he always had a crush on the woman while they was married.
Whoa.
Yeah, you don't remember that part? Yeah, you know, and that's why you have to understand who your friends are.
Is it a problem?
You have to understand who your friends are and who is in your house.
Is it a problem when you realize that one of your friends is crushing on your wife or your, you know, on your spouse?
Is it a crushing or
like always flirting in my, you don't know, you can't tell if it's, if they serious. To me, when people flirting, they serious. They, you know, some, now, let me take it back, because some people be kids. But I've seen,
okay, can I be honest with you?
In my own family, hold on, mm-hmm. I've seen in my own family, sister-in-laws flirting with the brother, you know, and laughing. This is the one I should have got, and all this kind of stuff. I always thought that was distasteful to me.
Can I just be honest with you? We don't play like that.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying.
We don't play like that. Because
it may start off as a joke.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't built like that.
So somebody tell you they crushing on your wife. Your wife, fine, man. Don't mess up. I'm going to get up.
They won't be bringing ass around my house.
Don't you mess up. I'm going to get up. You make one false move, I'm taking up.
Well, I'd be like, don't bring your nappy head ass. Just the way I'm.
Oh, my God. Friendships, I think, can stand the test of time if people understand rules.
Right.
You know, understand boundaries. Understand. First of all, if they know you, they already know the boundaries.
Right.
You know, if they know, you can't go and do something and then say, and knowing that I don't like it, you know what I'm saying, knowing that I ain't for that kind of stuff. It's just like, okay, I had a friend that was out there drinking, doing all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knew when he come to my house, you can't drink in my house. I don't drink, you can't drink in my house. I don't smoke cigarettes, you can't smoke cigarettes in my house. If you sit in my house and fire up a cigarette,
right,
it's about to go down. Oh, all your feelings are going to be on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying we won't make it through that tough, turbulent time. But you gonna know by the time I'm done not to smoke a cigarette. You know, because some people be like, oh, this is my homeboy. Oh, no. Don't come up in here playing with me like that.
Right. I agree with you.
I'm just saying, for real. So let's get into some what do you think makes friendship last? What do you think that makes friendship last?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and honesty. Those are the three main things I think that will.
Okay, say them again.
Communication,
uh-huh.
Trust,
uh-huh.
And honesty.
What about communication?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean by communicate? Why your friend got to communicate with you? What you mean by that? What you talking about?
Because I tell people, there's nothing better than understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know your point of view on things, and you know my point of view on things, and we talked about
agree.
Or disagree.
Disagree.
Yeah. Or we can agree or we can disagree, whichever one, but
we
understand it. But yeah. We understand each other.
Yeah.
You know? But you may like something I don't like, and I'm cool. But I know that you don't like it, so I won't bring it up or do it around you.
Yeah.
Just like you just talked about.
Yeah. So I think calling each other is important. Checking in.
Well, that's communication.
That's what I'm saying. Breaking down communication.
Right.
You gotta have some type of verbal. Okay, I had this friend, right? She left. She left Houston. Didn't even tell me she was gone.
Mm.
Calling her phone. We said, I don't know if the lady dead, what. You know, then all of a sudden, she got a profile pop up on Facebook. I'm like, wait a minute. She didn't call my daughter to talk to my daughter. My daughter talking about I need to call, talk to somebody. I'm like, wait a minute, what is happening here? That's not, to me, that's not if you are a close friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
we got to handle stuff better than that. I don't understand how you can skip town and what's going on? Anyway.
Well, it sounds like a 70-30 friendship or a 75-25.
Well, it sounds like I'm in a friendship by myself.
Yeah, you're more her friend than she was.
It's kind of like people being in relationships
right,
by themselves. Yeah. It's possible to be in a marriage by yourself.
You did that all by yourself.
They come over, look, they at home with you giving you your whole fantasy. Soon as they step out that door.
You by yourself.
You by yourself. You ain't married.
Right.
Oh, my God, that was deep right there. Yeah, so, I mean, communication, talking to each other. Share, like you said, you gotta get to know each other, you know. And some people, that don't even sound right for people. Listen, whatever. But if you're gonna be coming around my family, my children, I'm gonna be introducing you before you get to that level.
You know,
I got to know who you are.
Like, look, that's like me and my two best friends. I would call their middle name. People don't even know that. People in their family don't even know their middle name. They'd be like, "What? Who is that?" I'd be like, "What? This your kinfolk? You didn't even know their middle name?"
Mm-hmm.
You know that's how close you supposed to get or understand or vet it with people that you surround yourself with. You're supposed to know everything about them pretty much.
And be careful, first of all. Let me not say careful. Be leery of a person that don't want to tell you nothing about them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to even thought of you being a friend ain't even there.
Right,
if
right,
I, Because I'm telling y'all right now, you around me, I'm going to talk about somebody in my family. You're going to know somebody name.
Right.
You know what I mean? But for you to sit and say, well, I'm just a private person. Well, I ain't got time.
Private ass with me.
I ain't got time for you.
You know who private?
Sneaky
folks. Sneaky.
Yeah, they
sneaky. Wanted
folks. Folks on the run.
Cunning and slick and sly folks is one that always talking about. I'm a private person.
Okay, why you need to know all that?
Yeah, because we getting to know each other.
So guess what? You are a stranger or and an associate. So guess what? Bye-bye. I don't need you around my family. I don't need you around. You know, a lot of people introduce folks, anybody to their family.
Around, period.
And it makes it dangerous for people that got kids, too. You got this, because guess what? You don't know this person. You done brought them in the house. They talking to your kids and everything. If they, you know, I'm going to say it, say they a pedophile.
Right. Exactly.
Now this person come up to the school. Hey, come on. Your mama told me to pick you up.
Right.
You got to be careful who you letting around your children.
Some people, like I said, some people treat in real life like they do Facebook. Confirmed.
What?
I don't know. You got one mutual friend.
Yeah. Look, and what's crazy is I be begging people on Facebook when they be free requesting me. I got to see, okay, all right, we know 10 people, but I got to see the 10 people we know.
Man, if
I don't know the 10 people and you know the 10 people, then I don't want to know you because I have no idea what what's the connection.
Right.
I mean, even though, you know, I do with the podcast and all that, I friend people so I can get more people to, you know, follow what I do.
Right.
But all that personal stuff, like somebody send me a message, hey, this person I friend them. Hey, listen, why don't you just, you are beautiful. I can't see any of my weed off. You are beautiful. You ain't looking for what they call a young man and an old lady. He was younger than me. It's not a sugar daddy. It's a, I don't know. They got some type of name for a younger man with an older woman.
I know they call a woman a cougar.
Yeah, he didn't call me no cougar.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, some sort of candy. Anyway, some sort of candy. But
arm candy or something?
No, I don't know what he's. It was. Let's move on. But people, y'all be friending on Facebook. This nigga done sent me. That nigga on there. This ninja done sent me. Request. Oh, I love the way. Oh, you're just so beautiful. oh, I could take care of you. Oh, you need to let me take care of you. I was like, block. Block, I ain't lonely.
Right.
Block, you know, some folks, I'm telling you, some folks got a bunch of folks in their life because they lonely.
Yeah, they're still lonely. With all them folks in their life.
With all them.
Let's just be honest.
With all them folks in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. So communication. Then you said what? Trust?
Trust, yeah.
Oh, my God. I think we're okay. What about trust? Can I trust? Oh, my God. That's a good one. I just thought about some stuff. Trust your homegirl around your man.
Well,
I would tell women, I say, if your friend is laughing at your man jokes more than you, something wrong.
Keep
your eye on her. If she's taking up for your husband when y'all in an argument, when you and your husband in an argument, and she telling you she's taking up for your husband, you got to watch her. You got to watch that friend. Friend, let's move on.
Trust also comes in the form of you have certain things that a real friend is somebody you can talk to about anything.
Anything.
And you understand
and you
that. You won't hear it again. I was just about to say, you understand that if I talk to you about this, I ain't going to hear this again from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where it came from because you're the only one I told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have at least one friend like that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thank God that I do and that we both have no things about each other that nobody else knows. You know, that we've done some things together, done some things and told one to the other and never heard it again. You know, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. That just shows you the true trust and loyalty where it lies at in a friendship.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you got some people, you tell them something today and hell, you hear it for tomorrow.
Hmm.
From way out of town, somebody call you from out of town. Hey man, I heard something. What? Wait a minute, you heard what?
I'm gonna throw another one at you.
Holler at me.
Dependable.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what all that trust involves. All that to me.
Cause some people want the title as friend, but they don't want to, you know.
Oh, they ain't gonna show up for
they
nothing.
They gonna show up for nothing.
They want you there for everything.
Got an excuse for everything.
Man, like they got a book. Like they bought an excuse, but 1,001 excuses.
You better not ask them to do nothing. You better not.
Yeah, 1,001 excuses.
And ain't it sad you know who not to call?
Well, yeah.
That's sad.
That's not sad. Actually, that's good.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, but yeah, that because I know exactly who not to call for certain things.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. Since COVID has happened,
mm-hmm.
and my God, I have found out. It really was before COVID. I have found out who my real friends are, and I'm gonna tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't know that I know that they're not my friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about people that's infatuated with you. I'm talking about some folk that, and I'm going to go to, put everything they do on Facebook. You ain't been invited to no party. You ain't been invited to none of their special occasions. I always love to help people figure out.
Right.
They ain't invited you to nothing. But you see all the pictures of the cookout. You see all of, you know what I'm talking about? Come on, JD. You know what I'm talking about, baby. You look, all the pictures scroll all across the page. They on there thanking everybody that showed up, came out for their special event. It couldn't have been. And you sitting there, just talked to them yesterday.
You see pictures on there. And the last picture got +69.
There
was 69 more damn pictures. And you ain't in there.
You ain't in there. You weren't invited.
You weren't invited. You
The cold part is they was on the phone with you sometime that week while they was ordering food.
While they was organizing it.
Girl, let me call you back.
I'm finna go decorate. I'll call you back.
Girl, I got something going on. I'm gonna call you right back.
Right.
She got to go and put some cold drinks in.
Right. That's how they do it.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, these are the things that and you need to stop being scared to let people go. See, that's what we go right back to that. It's some folk got to have a crowd around them. But let me tell you something. You going to mess up and get the wrong crowd in your house, and they going to walk out with everything in there. I'm just trying to tell you.
I thank the Lord I'm not one of them people. Because I see them all the time.
All the time.
Man, you going to sit your couch with a friendly? Man, you friendly than a box of poodles. Every time I look up, you this my friend. Man, ain't nobody got that many damn friends.
For real.
Let me tell you something. I was always told, if everybody likes you, something wrong with you.
Something wrong.
If everybody hates you, something wrong with you.
Oh, my God.
Everybody can't be your damn friend. There's no way in the world. Because you can't keep everybody happy.
You can't.
Let me tell you, the only way you keep everybody happy is you changing and you lying.
Oh.
You are what they call a chameleon.
A chameleon.
You
with
whatever situation going on, that's what you are.
Whatever the wave is.
Yeah, whoever you're around, that's who you fit in with right
now.
Yeah.
Oh, and I met a couple of them people.
Oh, I met them.
On this new job I got, I done ran into a couple of them. One of them spoke to me today.
Oh, whoa.
After she clowned me a couple months ago.
Because
I had said, look, let me tell you something. When I find out who you are, I ain't got to talk to you.
I trust that you did who you really are.
It's some things I can do without asking people.
I swear for buttermilk.
Yeah, because I don't have to.
I ain't got to have you.
But you got so many people that got to have people. Listen, when I was about 20, no, let me say, 19, 18, 19, and I called myself out there trying to be in the streets with everybody else, you know. Me and my sister started managing this group. So we were singing with them and all this kind of stuff. And it was a group was a stripper. And of course, he's a stripper. I become friends with the stripper. Okay. Pam is telling me, girl, we about this music, right? Oh, now I'm infatuated. He started coming over, spending time with me. Oh, my. You know, for real. Oh, I get sick. He bring me soup, right? Oh, we watching movies.
Out the candle.
Right. We watching movies. You know, back then it was the TLC. That was the, you know, genre. You know, that's what we was back there. You know, don't chase the waterfalls and stuff. Oh, my God. So, one day, everybody go out to eat. Singers, the, you know, the managers, the you know, everybody go out to eat. Now, I ain't got no job. I'm out to eat. I ain't worried about it because he there.
Right.
Baby, I get up in there. He get the order. I mean, he ordered chicken wings. He ordered all kinds of stuff. It was Bennigan's at the time. Y'all remember Bennigan's.
Right down for 16.
Right down for 16.
With Chacho's in
there. He was ordering the food, and I was just sitting there thinking, I was so pretty. Oh, I was pretty, James. Do you hear me? And so I said, well, that's a lot of food. He said, yeah, I ordered all this for me. In the group. Heard him say it, came over there and say, man, you ain't going to buy nothing to eat? He's talking about, this is for me right here. So I'm sitting there, face all on the table, no money, right?
Right.
Hungry, no money. I'm thinking, I'm chilling. You know, we hit Bennigan's late. You know, you hit Bennigan's
late. Yeah, it's late tonight.
So he get up, go to the restroom. That's my time to go in there and let him have it. I'm going to let him have it, right? So I go to he come out the restroom. I say, how you not going to buy me nothing to eat? We together. He's talking about, I never told you we were together. What? I never told you we were together.
Well, you get for assuming.
Oh. so out of pity, his friend buys me something to eat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides, you know how they say, I'm gonna come through.
Yeah.
I say, well, I'm gonna come through there. Which you know, you know. We're gonna chill, we're gonna no we're not. No we're not. See, he didn't have no crib.
Right.
But I had a crib.
Right.
See. You gotta know what's my point. You gotta know what these friends, what these people gathering around you for. Okay? He was homeless. A homeless stripper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So some of y'all got some homeless folk around you. Some of y'all got some friends, got a nice car, but they at your house all the time. As soon as you wake up in the morning, they chilling on your couch.
Mm-hmm.
They leave in their car. They go sit in somebody else's house until you get off work.
That brings me to another point. I'm glad you brought that up, that scenario, because you have to really check your friends to see if y'all are beneficial to each other. Or are you beneficial and they artificial? You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes people will be friends and be associated with you simply for what you can provide for them.
Oh, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what that was with the situation you're talking about. So my thing is, to be friends, we have to be on a mutual playing field. You know what I'm saying? You can't have no broke best friend. And you doing all the good. Now, if I got a job and you got a job, then we can be friends. But if I got a job and you ain't got no job and you always want to hang out with me, and every time we go somewhere, I got to pay for everything for you, we can't be friends.
For real.
Or if, like you say, I got a crib and you ain't got no crib, you got to come stay. You come on my house sometime, I should be able to come over your house sometime and we hang out. You can't be at my house all the time because, nigga, you done moved in. And I wasn't looking for no damn roommate. So let's just be honest. You have to find friends. Remember I was telling our daughter that you can't be friends with somebody who is envious of you or don't have as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't see themselves as good as you are, you can't be friends with them. They'll never be able to be friends with you.
Yeah,
because they always have a envious spirit and a get over type spirit on you, and you can't be friends with people like that because it's a one sided friendship from the words say go.
Hmm.
You know, so we have to understand that to first of all to be friends, just like in a marriage, you got to be equally yoked.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, let's just be honest. We got to be on an even playing field. You ain't going to never see a Christian and a crackhead talking about their friends. Because the Christian want to study the Bible and talk about the word, and a crackhead want to smoke up Peru.
Yeah.
And we can't do that. Them two don't go together.
And I'm glad you went there, because you can have so-called friends that will be an anchor in your life.
Yep.
Look, let me tell you something. They come disguised as everything that you need. But everything that God has caused you to do or everything that you are trying to do and achieve in your life will go straight into the toilet.
Because they're a hindrance.
Let me just get into the relationship part of it. Sometimes you marry somebody that you, and because I tell my husband all the time, we are friends. Because you have to be friends first to get in a marriage. You cannot just be marrying willy-nilly, even though some of y'all have.
Willy-nilly.
You can't do it. You gotta, look, let me tell y'all something. People that have businesses, people that have talents and gifts, people that are supposed to be, even pastors, preachers decide they're going to go into the club and get them a spouse, you know, because she look good, she fine, oh, yeah. But then your church go into the toilet, or your business go into the toilet, come on, I'm just telling you, when you yoke up with, when you yoke up or tie yourself to an anchor, this is what I'm saying. And don't get me wrong, because that uh-huh. person can be good for somebody else. You can be good for somebody else. But two people that's unequally yoked together like that, something to get destroyed. Something's going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, I learned my lesson. I got married to a man that don't love God. And, you know, he put on the front for a little while. But after a while, baby, he began to act a fool. And the next thing you know, I ain't preaching no more. I ain't doing none of that stuff that I'm supposed to. None of that no more. Why? Because I got linked up with the wrong person. You can't go after the person that you're physically attracted to, only physically attracted to, you know. Now, if they stimulate your mind, come on, and you are, and they physically, come on, then you done hit the jackpot. But when you just get with folks just off of the way they looking or what they got, something to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to last. Because eventually y'all going to be honest with each other. This ain't working. This is not the life I wanted. This is not how God showed me this thing. I'll be going down. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway. You're right. And it's the same thing, whether it be marriage, because all of them are ships. Relationship, friendship. All of it.
Battleship.
Yeah, that battleship stuff.
But yeah, that's true. You know, another thing that, like I said, the third thing to me was honesty.
Uh-huh.
If I can't be honest with you, and you can, you know, some people have to have yes men around them. You know, tell them what they want to hear and all of that. You know, only keep people around who tell them always positive stuff. Tell you something about me and my friends. A real friend can check you on your stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you messing up, my homeboys, that's my real friends, hey, man, look here, man, you need to cut that out right there, man. That ain't good for you. That ain't going to work. Da-da-da-da. You're going to end up, you know, they pull your coattail, as the old folks say, they pull your coattail.
Yeah.
You know, but when you got yes men around you, and people that don't want to tell you the truth or won't tell you the truth, as they're like, y'all seen them girls come in the club, you like, she ain't got no damn friends because of the stuff she got on for clothes. Because a real friend would have said, hey, girl, don't wear that out there.
And don't
you got
get,
too much
and,
hanging.
And don't.
Too
and,
much falling out the bottom of that dress. Too much falling out under that
and
midsection.
And it's the difference between your friends telling you the truth and your friends being absolutely negative.
Yeah.
Or telling you stuff to sabotage what you're doing, you know, because they don't believe in what you're doing, okay?
Right.
So it's a difference. So some folks say, well, let me go and take this advice and then your business goes to the toilet. And that's not what J.D. talking about.
No.
He's talking about being able to call you on your mess. That's just the truth, you know. You need somebody around you to call you on your stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But you got that one. Let's be honest. We got them friends that love to come in and say, look at this. What you doing? Wait. Yeah. That ain't your friend. That's somebody jealous of you. And so everything you do, they want to pee on it.
Yeah.
Look, I had an event, right? I was speaking in this concert, and they gave us vendor tables. So I had a vendor table. I had backpacks on, you know, where I had put my gospel songs, and I had T-shirts. And, you know, I just had a bunch of, you know, as a vendor, right?
Yeah.
And so one of my sisters, I ain't going to say no names, I got a lot of them, showed up at the event with my mama. While she was at the event with me, she began to talk to me. Okay, because when you do an event, it's kind of like if Beyonce do an event and Solange show up talking down to her like she ain't nothing. You know what
uh-huh.
I'm saying? Well, I'm doing this event, I need you to play your, you know, play your part. Go over there and sit down and sell them backpacks. You know what I'm saying? Go sell a T-shirt or something. Make yourself useful. That's what my dad used to say. Make yourself useful. But instead, when a person begins to look around and they can't see you as the person they see you as at home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And something come over them.
Right.
What is it called?
Jealousy.
Boom. And they begin to handle you a certain way. Because what did I post on Facebook today? Some folk rather see you down because that's the best way they can handle you. They can't handle you when you know who you are, when you, you know what I'm saying, when you doing good. They can't handle you like they got to come in, criticize everything, and then tell you, I'm just telling you the truth. That's the difference between being a good friend and a jealous person. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to understand something. Okay. I ain't got no friends I got to water myself down around.
Exactly. A downplay.
Yeah, I ain't got. Like I said, my you have. That's where I'll be talking about the equally yoke. Or see, if me and my two best friends walk into a room together, nobody could tell who the leader is. Because we all together. We have the same type of conversations. We all are educated about the same, you know, same type of mentality, same type of carry. You know, we're going to be dressed similar. You know, ain't going to be one of us in sweats. And now we had an event where everybody's supposed to be dressed nice. We ain't going to be one of us in sweats, one of us in shorts, the other one in a suit. You're not going to ever see us like that. If we're supposed to be dressed a certain way, we all going to show up that way. You see what I'm saying? And we ain't got to call each other and say, hey, man, what you wearing? I ain't got to call them and ask them that. They know because they got the same kind of sense I do. Hey, we going to a certain type of situation, you need to be dressed like this. See, if people don't understand that those are, you have to look for that in people. See, they're small and intricate.
You got them focus on, I ain't wearing that.
Yeah, you ain't. But you got to understand that you don't, as a, like women, y'all, friends are.
You don't know.
Yeah, y'all would look.
Y'all don't know. He don't know. He's a man.
No, I'm just saying. Come on now, y'all all got that one girlfriend that y'all know when y'all go somewhere you got to tell her how to dress. Girl, don't you come in with all your ass, you know, hanging all out and titties popping up out, and we going to a baby shower.
That type of ball.
Yeah, we going to a baby shower at somebody's grandmama house. And you got everything you got on display.
On the display.
You got, y'all got to make sure she ain't dressed crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. See, but when you have real friends, you don't have to worry about that. You know already, girl, we going to so-and-so mama house. We having a bridal shower or whatever. I'll come back and pick you up. You ain't got to go over there 30 minutes early and make sure she dressed for real.
Uh-huh.
See, because you have to leave. You have to waste some extra 30 minutes just so you can get us dressed the right way before you take us somewhere. See, you are, those are not your friends. Them are people you know. But y'all want to make them your friends. And that don't work out right. There's going to always be some conflict and some foolishness in that.
For real.
What in the world you got going on? But there's a lot of, like I said, honesty is the last thing to me. Honesty, I have to be able to trust you as my friend. I have to know that you're going to tell me the truth. If I ask you something, you're going to tell me the truth. I ain't got to investigate and keep on searching because I know you're lying to me. If that's the kind of friendship we got, then we ain't got no friendship. Mm-hmm. I can call my partners and ask, hey, man, so-and-so, such-and-such. They're going to tell me exactly the truth. Whether it hurt me or not, they're going to tell me the truth. They're going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And we'll deal with it after that. See, so many times you have people who invite liars in their life.
Oh,
they look
right.
For them. They look for them
right.
Because that's their false affirmation and confirmation in their life is a lie. Mm-hmm. And when you build your life on a lie and your friendships on a lie, you can best believe that eventually the bottom going to fall out. Hmm. And you're going to be stuck in the water.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Don't, when you, and I know you hear what JD say, but don't be looking, you out there, friendships happen. It ain't you and I searching for a couple. I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, I got a couple friends. And when I say couple, I mean literally a couple friends. But you can't go out there looking for a friend. That stuff just got to organically happen. Because what happens is you end up disappointed. You got this whole checklist, you know. One thing I will not deal with friends is negative people. Some people are so negative, I've already dismissed them, but they don't even know it.
Right.
You know, they don't even know it. You know, they don't know my kids' name, none of them, you know, but they always, that's my friend girl and all this kind of stuff. No. No, we're not friends. We're not. I know you, you know. And you, harsh people, I don't like them as friends.
Right.
Because there's a difference between being truthful and us being friends, you know.
And being nasty.
Then being just, you just straight up nasty. You just harsh. You just say anything. All this stuff comes from a very ugly place. And you know, go to church and figure it out where it comes from. But I'm not going to deal with you as a friend because I'm trying to accomplish things in life. You know, people are trying to get stuff done. And if you want to do some criticism, some good criticism,
constructive criticism,
then okay, we working on something. That make me go back to the drawing board and maybe refigure, you know,
right.
do some things. But it's a lot of people that's just straight up
ugly.
They just ugly. They always talking about something and being negative about something, and they never have solutions. So you have to watch people like that, that always got criticism but never have solutions.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I was going to say, something similar to that. And what you were saying about going out looking for friends, that's the thing that I've always learned is if you want a friend, you got to be a friend. But be careful who you be a friend to, because all it takes me to see one time that me being a friend to you, you ain't really reciprocating. You see what I'm saying? And once I see that, even though I came to you as a friend and helped you out or did something for you, you weren't willing to reciprocate the act or the sentiment, I leave you alone after that. Because I'm only going to end up getting myself in a position where I can eventually start resenting that person. Because I'm doing so much for you and you ain't available to do nothing for me. So the best thing for me to do is cut this off right now. And you got what you got out of me, and we through with it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that, like you said, friendships are more natural and organic, as they would say, as you said. If I got to force myself to be friends with you and force friendly things out of you, then we not friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not looking for that much work. Of course you gotta work in any relationship, mm-hmm. friendship or whatever, but mm-hmm. when it becomes too much of a chore, then it's time to leave it alone. So that's where I was at with what you know that made me think about it when you were talking about basically the one-sidedness of things and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because I'm one of them people I can't, that's one of the things I cannot deal with. A person that always got some negative, nasty something to say. And I know people that got to be harsh with it. They ain't going to just cuss. They got to have a little funk behind that cussing. You know what I'm saying? They got to go. They got to say it till it rip your soul. A hole in your soul.
Should it shake your core?
Yeah, and then that's what I'm saying. When somebody that love you say something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's heavy when they say it,
mm-hmm.
if the love makes them come back and not just say that, but have a solution behind it.
Right.
Now, I'm saying that to you because boom, 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 right?
Right.
But a person is saying, man, what you doing is trash. Man, what you doing is trash. But then they just walk out, drop the mic. You know what I'm saying? That's a jealous person. That's a negative person.
Exactly.
That's a person. You get what I'm saying? A person, They don't know what, look, they don't know how to do what you're doing, but they always got something to say about what. You got to get away from people like that.
That's somebody that don't deserve a spot in your circle.
Yeah. And a lot of people have that habit of depositing insecurities in people. They
right.
love being intimidated. And they you were doing good until so-and-so said this. Now, all of a sudden, everything you do is all jumbled up and messed up. But
right.
because you allowed them to get into your head, come out and mess with what you're doing. So make sure that people you surround yourself with are people that love you and that want to see you succeed. They got to be the bottom line to all of it. Because if they don't want you to succeed, and they always comparing
then
you to them, they ain't a friend. And then look. And secretly, they want you to succeed, so they can be there to say, that's my friend. It's always a payoff to everything people do. It's always a payoff to it. I don't care. They got to get something out of it, emotionally, socially, financially. I mean, it's always something. Okay.
Right. You're right. And I mean, it's just amazing to me at my age, I still see people who have problems making and keeping friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a world where people aren't wanting to be honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so sensitive and so critical to one another that really, like I said, we're in a microwave, confirmed Facebook-type damn world where people are making false friendships and expecting them to hold up under real pressure.
Mm.
You know, and that's not going to work.
They say there's the three little pigs.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a fake friendship and real pressure going to happen in it.
Mm.
And you think it's going to hold up. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
Bottom going to fall out of that fake friendship. So, that like I said, real friendships are tried, tested, and true. And you know, you just have to. And another thing I want to say, most certainly, if you do have some true friends, you better hang on to them.
You better.
And treat them like, you know, trust, cherish them, basically. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, this
you know,
has been a good show.
Yeah, you cherish your real friendships.
This has been a good show, and we can stay on here with you all night, but we not. All right, this is, we getting ready to go into 5926 Century in just a few minutes. JD, sign off for 219 Talk.
Hey. Again, this is JD from JD's Man Cave. It's been a pleasure here with this discussion on 219 Talk. Like we said, it's real out here in this battlefield.
Yes, it is.
So keep your feet stuck on the street.
Right.
Amen. So see y'all next week on 219 to Talk.
All right.
219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219 to talk.